This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Greg Buttle, and you're listening to The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. That's right. It used to be The Buttle Show, but now it's The K. Show.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed The Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a Thursday, March 16th. Getting choked up, Don.
Why are you?
2023. Because I just had a protein bar before we opened the show, and it's not going down right.
Oof. I'm sorry to hear that.
All right, let's get right to it. Edwin Diaz is out for the year. Tore a patella tendon in his knee, celebrating a victory by Puerto Rico in the WBC yesterday over the Dominican team, and he's out for 8 months. Now, I know this is going to be heated. I know people are going to disagree with me, but this is not Monday morning quarterbacking. Everybody heard me say it in the last couple of weeks. And I know what the rebuttal is going to be. I'll give you the argument, and I'll give you the rebuttal all in one.
That takes the fun out of us for Peter. Yeah. You know, we might as well go.
Don, let's take the segment.
Yes.
Well, I mean, people are going to say, well, this could happen anywhere. But, yeah, but it happened there. And it didn't happen during the game. It happened during a celebration.
Well, that's the part to me.
Well, the thing is, you've got a situation where these games mean too much to too many people in the middle of March. Freddie Freeman has pulled the hamstring. Brooks Raley, another part of the Mets bullpen, pulled a hamstring, had to go. And now you get this thing with Edwin Diaz. It's just brutal. It's brutal for the Mets. Can they overcome it? Sure they can overcome it. They've got a great team. They've got David Robertson, who is close. They've got Adam Ottavino, who is close. They have the wherewithal money-wise to go out and get somebody. But my point is, why are we doing this tournament? And this tournament looks like it's an absolute home run. Big crowds. The players love it. Love it. But why are we doing this in March? It can be done in November. If he suffered the same injury in November, he could be back by the All-Star break in 8 month surgery. Now he's gone for the year. The first year of a $100 million contract he signed with the Mets. You should not be putting players in this kind of high-pressurized situation. Max Scherzer said this the other day. I cannot ramp myself up to pitch in games of this importance if I'm going to get ready for the season. I will not be doing the right thing. I told you yesterday, the last 19 top finishers in the Cy Young in the American League and the National League, 15 of them are Americans. Not one of them is on the USA team in the WBC. The other four from other countries, they're all on the WBC. And I thought Don summed it up perfectly yesterday, because the World Series is the most important thing for somebody that grew up in America. But when you come from Venezuela, or if you come from the Dominican, or if you come from Puerto Rico, defending their country, so to speak, is more important than the World Series. They should not have this put on them and the responsibility. I don't blame the players, and I don't blame the owners, because the owners have been told by baseball, don't say don't play. They're not allowed to say don't play. So the Mets have so many players there. Francisco Lindor. You've got Pete Alonso. Brooks Raley was there. He left. Now Edwin Diaz. This is the wrong time for this to take place.
But there's no perfect time, though, Michael.
But November's perfect, because you know what? You're getting paid by your team, not by your country.
No, I get
it. I said November, though, and you gave me some sort of pushback on why November
works. No, I think November
works. Well, no. November's not going to work for Fox, because they're going to be knee-deep in college football and NFL. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure baseball doesn't want these games played on Tuesday and Wednesday. They want to be able to hype it up on the weekend. And let's face it, in the middle of November during football season, you're gonna get eggs. Well, nobody's gonna be interested in watching.
Well, yesterday's game was on Wednesday. They play a lot of games.
I get it,
weekends.
But when they want to build up to a championship, where are you going to put the championship game?
Play on a Monday or a Tuesday.
I just think they want to maximize the viewability.
But you also have to protect your team.
Well, but the same thing can happen in November, because there could be a player that gets hurt
And I get it, but you have the whole winter to get better.
But you have the whole winter to get better, but maybe you're more susceptible to injury, because you just played 162 games, just played maybe a full complement of playoffs. Plus, there's a lot of players that maybe would love to represent their country, but now there's a dilemma because they just won the World Series. And they've just played 162 games and went through all these postseason games, and now they might be just too physically exhausted to go out there in November and to play.
Just the teams that went to the World Series. There are a lot of teams that have a month off.
Right, but there might be guys that, you know, what if Pete Alonso gets to go to the World Series, really wants to represent Team USA, but he can't because he's exhausted. I hear what you're saying, Michael, but even if Diaz got hurt in a November tournament and was going to be out for 8 months, what would you be screaming? Why are we doing this? Who cares? WBC be damned. It's about Major League Baseball and it's about your team. But Edwin Diaz is celebrating a Puerto Rico victory. It's important to these players. They want to play. But and it kind of makes sense from the ramping up. It's a spring training. They're already ready for the baseball season to begin with. You're mad, and Met fans have every right to be mad because Diaz got hurt and Freddie Freeman got hurt and guys get banged up. Mark Teixeira hurt his wrist back how many years ago in the WBC.
Right, never had a terrible season right after that.
But, you know, these things happen. And Diaz, the way that injury happened, Peter, to me, I think that could have happened on opening day. It sounded like it was a ticking time bomb. Him jumping up and down should not blow out his knee for 8 months. So it sounds like this was going to happen anyway.
That was the thing I kept thinking about was, like, why? I just watched the end of the Virginia Furman upset, Furman 13 seed knockout Virginia. And I watched the celebrating that every single one of those teams does when there's any sort of upset. Why does it feel like the celebrating is the cleats? Like, what is it about the celebrating in baseball that I feel like is so much more dangerous? Well, I hear what you're saying, Don. I mean, I guess I get your point about the timing of it, but let's be realistic. I mean, even if this was in November, the patella tendon would have still been a disaster for Diaz.
But I understand that. But then you give the Mets at least a half a season of him. So if he got hurt in November doing the same thing, well, he'd be back in July. The Mets would have one of the most important players on their team for half the season. Now he's gone for the year. And I saw a survey. It wasn't the USA team. It was either the Dominican team or the Puerto Rico team, where six players were asked, what's more important, the World Series or the WBC? Five of them said the WBC. One right. said the same. They're both the same. Mm. Are you kidding me? You're getting paid by... They don't pay you to be on the Puerto Rico or the Venezuelan Republic team.
I'm sorry, you can't pass judgment on that, though.
But don't you think that you have some kind of... You have some kind of responsibility, your employers? They're paying you millions and millions of dollars.
But why? That doesn't make you love your employer more than your country.
No, I'm not saying you should love your employer more, but you have to realize there's a responsibility to... I don't even understand why Mike Trout is on this team. You have a responsibility to the Angels. Judge didn't go. Garrett Cole didn't go.
But so it's so strange it's sanctioned by baseball.
I get it because they're trying to grow this.
So they don't feel they have to make that decision because baseball's backing it. You know, and I was listening to Rick DiPietro this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, which you can obviously hear from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday. And Rick really just almost getting emotional on the fact that he played the World Cup. He's represented Team USA. He felt that USA Hockey is a major reason why he was able to get into hockey and make it into the NHL. He felt great. He felt a sense of... not just patriotism, but almost obligation to try to represent his country. It hit differently. It felt great for him to do that. And I'm sure that feels that way for a lot of other guys. And I've had the opinion since the very beginning. If you don't want to do it, if you think that it's something that doesn't float your boat, I got no problem with it. But if you're somebody who want to go out there and represent your country, I don't think you should be looked upon as somebody that is placing that ahead of your actual job.
Well, I mean,
especially when your actual job is basically condoning you doing it.
I'm just amazed, though, that something that came about less than 20 years ago is all of a sudden such a big deal. It's not the Olympics. It's a contrived tournament. Listen, there's a lot of emotion there. I get it. You're playing for the country on your chest. I understand that, and I'm not dissing it. It's just the wrong time. People are susceptible to injuries when they're getting ready for a season. This is not the right time to do it. And I also believe that every single team, including the Mets, secretly prayed and wished to the baseball gods, please don't let our guys go. Right. Please don't let our guys go. No team that has high aspirations for this year wants any of their star players there. None of them. The danger is too great. And yeah, I know this was a freakish injury, and I would really go more up and in on them if he did it while he was pitching, but he did it while he was celebrating. There's so much import on these games right now, I don't quite get it. This is a tournament that is not steeped in history. You know, you talk about USA Hockey. That's been something that's been going on forever. The World Cup has been going on forever.
Everything has a start.
But yeah, all of a sudden, this means so much to everybody.
Well, you presented earlier about Trout. Don, I think Trout's a great example of why you get it. He's got no chance for glory with the Angels. None. He's been throwing away a Hall of Fame career in obscurity with a team that can't win.
Well, you're making my point then.
So why not be excited about playing with other guys from your country to try to win something meaningful that you have a chance to win?
Well, I get it, but there are teams that really expect to win a championship this year. And they shouldn't have their best players taken away from the team A, risking injury not within the eyesight of your people. That's dangerous. It's dangerous. You think the Dodgers felt good about Freddie Freeman playing for Canada? You really think so?
No.
And then he comes back with a hamstring injury, and Brooks Raley of the Mets comes back with a hamstring injury. These things are not good to play in when you're getting ready for season. And there has to be some loyalty to your employer, too. I wonder what would happen with these guys if you said to them, listen, you can play in the WBC, but if you get hurt in the WBC, you're not getting paid by the Major League team. I bet you they'd all drop out. Every single one of them, because they have a great landing spot. They have a great parachute. If they get hurt, you know what? Edwin Diaz is still getting his $20 million from the Mets. So it's not all about country, because if everybody signed a waiver, if they played on their WBC team, if I get hurt, I forfeit my salary, they wouldn't do it.
But I don't think, to me, it's not about the players. It's about baseball.
I agree.
You know, the players are getting offered an opportunity to represent their country. I am not going to rip them for deciding to do that. I'm not going to look down at that. I'm not going to honor the guys that say, no, I'd rather play for my respective
team. So are you going to dishonor the ones that say they're going to play for their team?
No, I'm not going to dishonor them, but I'm going to respect their decisions on what they want to do.
Right.
But if you want to rip anybody, rip Major League Baseball for the timing of it or having it in the first
place.
And
I have.
But once you've offered it and once you've encouraged these players to go out there and play, I'm not going to sit there and go, well, Mike Trout's disrespecting the Angels by going out there and representing Team USA, or Pete Alonso's disrespecting the Mets by representing Team USA. This is sanctioned by baseball. They're encouraged to go out there and play. The owners might be crossing their fingers behind their back, hoping those guys don't get hurt, but they all voted. They wanted the money from the WBC. They understand how much high profile it is to be able to have great players participate in it. So if there's a villain here, it's Major League Baseball for sanctioning the event. But once the event's sanctioned, I can't kill these players for deciding to play.
I mean, but is it really worth it for Major League Baseball to lose high-profile players like Edwin Diaz, who's beloved by Met fans, whose entrance last year was celebrated all around the country, to lose him so they could sell a couple more hats and shirts? It's not worth it. Now, you could say, well, they're trying to grow the game around the country. You don't have to grow the game in the Dominican. It's huge. You don't have to grow the game in Japan. It's huge. You don't have to grow the game in Venezuela. It's huge. And you certainly don't have to grow the game here. So, listen, the owners are hamstrung on this because they have been told by Major League Baseball, you cannot tell your players not to go. But I guarantee you, every single owner does not want their players to go, especially their most important players. And the Mets were playing this entire spring training since the WBC began without an infield. All of their starting infielders are gone.
Right.
You think that's a good way to prepare for a season for a team with a $375 million payroll? You think Buck Showalter, that's his perfect scenario? It's just at loggerheads with trying to win a title. And I'm not, I said this a while ago, and I probably should backpedal on it, where the guys that are going don't care about the World Series that much. Although when you see polls like I saw earlier, that this is more important than a World Series, to me that's staggering. Absolutely staggering.
But it kind of tells you, Michael, we got to go more in depth. Like, all right, it's always about the money, right? And growing the game. But I saw this with the NHL, too, in caving and allowing the NHL players to go to the Olympics, is that I'm sure with the relationship that the owners want to have with the players want this. I think the players want to have the chance to participate in this. So is this all kind of bargaining for a CBA? Let's try to get on the good side of the players. Let's offer them something they want. Because as much as there's a Met fan out there screaming, yelling, cursing the WBC, I'm looking at people that I really respect. You know, Howie Rose and Keith Olbermann, like just destroying the WBC.
It. Destroying it.
But you know what? Diaz would probably do it again 3 years from now. Because he loves representing Puerto Rico. And Pete Alonso refusing to leave games for the USA because he loves to play in it, wants to do it. So if the players want to do it and you want to build good relationship between owners and players so that we don't have to go through another work stoppage, maybe this is something you got to do, because it sounds like the players really want to do it, Michael.
And it's, and to me, Don, that everything you just said, first of all, I think it's completely judgmental and borderline, like, out of line for people to tell players they shouldn't care about it on principle. I don't think, with all due respect, Keith Olbermann or Howie Rose have any understanding of how a player from the Dominican Republic feels about it. Don't think they could understand it. They'll never understand it. And that's why I would assume just kind of sit back and be quiet on that, because you're going to end up putting your foot in your mouth. I think it's up to Major League Baseball to say, wow, these guys love it. People, the fans seem to be getting more into it every single time. How do we make this work in a way where, if God forbid the worst happens and there's an injury, it doesn't cost a team a great player for an entire season?
Well, I am not dissing the tournament. It looks tremendous. It's got a great amount of emotion.
It looks like what you wish baseball would look like here, honestly.
Right. There's great emotion, great desire to win. I think that is really, really tough to be doing on March 16th. I think it's dangerous because these guys have not been ramped up enough. But my only problem is not now. Not now. Do it at the end of the season. It doesn't make sense now. It doesn't make sense for the teams trying to get their teams together and trying to win a World Series. I'm sorry if the players, the World Series doesn't mean that much. It should, because those are the teams that are paying you. They're
paying you. By the way, if you did it the week, let's say you did it, Michael, 7 days after the World Series ended, think about the frenzy. It's the most fevered pitch for baseball fans at that time of the year also, right? Everyone's so excited about the postseason. Think about the advertising you could do to promote you love the World Series. Guess what's coming up in a week? The WBC. It actually provides a lot of opportunity to consider moving it there, and it's not just being safer.
And you can't say, well, players have just played a long season. They play in the Dominican. They play in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, a lot of winter
ball players. So there are a lot of winter ball players.
I'm sure the answer to this is they lose Fox. Now, whether that's worth it or not.
They wouldn't lose FS1.
But I just think that they believe that there'd be just way too much competition in November. That's probably the answer, Michael, because you're making a lot of sense.
What are the numbers right now?
Yeah, the numbers aren't great right now.
They're not
doing
well.
They're getting attendance.
You think they're beating regular season NBA games?
You could still have even in the middle of November, have it in Miami, roof. Have it in Phoenix, roof. Have it anywhere where there's a roof. Houston, Arlington, whatever. That you can play it in November and not imperil teams' chances to win a title. The Met fans must be sick to their stomach right now. Steve Cohen has to be sick to his stomach. Buck Showalter has to be panicking. Well, he doesn't panic, but he has to be maneuvering to somehow come up with a way to close games. Now, one thing I would disagree with, that this sinks the Mets' chances. No. It makes it tougher, but they'll figure it out. And they have an owner who has the money that when a short reliever shakes loose in July, he's not going to worry about the cost. He's going to go out and get him. But for this year, where there was so much expected, where there's a $375 million payroll, awful. Just an awful thing. This is the worst nightmare for the WBC and for baseball. You're losing a star player in the New York market that was on a team that was expected to win a World Series. For what?
And a guy who had such an incredible show-me season last year and now doesn't get a chance to follow it up. I mean, Michael, could there have been a worse loss for this team, though?
No, because you can make the argument that last year when they won 101 games, he was the most valuable player on that team. Don, right. Would you argue with that?
No, not at all. But we do see inconsistencies with closers. So sometimes they're great. The next year they're awful. This is not the Wilpon Mets, where it's $20 million that's lost and they won't spend it. Steve Cohen will go out there and they'll replace him.
I'll tell you what, they felt like the Wilpon Mets last night.
Well, from the whole, oh, woe is me kind of stuff.
Well, and just
but
the
now
way
you've
it
got an owner that's not going to sit there and hem and haw about money. He'll go out and try to get the best closer that's available. Now, listen, it's devastating. But we have seen closers have great seasons and then become very average the next year. So you've got to go out and replace those 35 appearances. I think they can do it, and they've got the financial wherewithal to make it happen, and they've got an owner that's not going to, you know, stub his toe on his way to trying to find a way to do it.
Here's the deal. Not that money matters to Steve Cohen, but Major League Baseball if you want this so bad, you should subsidize the loss of players. That's $20 million that Steve Cohen can't spend. And since he's at the 90% threshold right now, that's $40 million. If he replaces him with a $20 million closer, you know what? That's $40 million, essentially, that he has to spend. Major League Baseball should foot the bill for his contract, Steve Cohen.
Or replacing him because of a player that was injured at WBC shouldn't count towards the threshold.
You're right. Or they should take Diaz's money off the threshold.
Right, exactly.
That would save him $40 million.
That would make sense. Listen, he got hurt on our watch. We're taking the money away from the threshold because you now have to go replace him on something we ask you to have him do. That would be the fair way to do it.
Yeah, I am so sick for Met fans. I'm so sick that an unbelievable player that everybody loved watching is not going to be able to pitch this year because he pitched, essentially, you could get as mad as you want at me, a glorified exhibition game. A glorified exhibition game. Means a lot more than spring training games, but to me it means a lot less than World Series games and postseason games. A lot less. I am stunned by the words from some players today that this means more to them than the World Series. And Mike Trout was quoted as saying, this is the most fun I've had playing baseball in a while. Because your team stinks. That's why you've had fun playing.
But with all due respect, how do you get the right to inject what their level of importance should be? Just because they're paid for it? There are a lot of people who do things that, yeah, I get paid a ton of money to be. I'm not saying this for me, but get paid a lot of money to be on the radio. My passion is my podcast. Like, there are a lot of people like that. I don't think that's a judgment call. I don't think we're able to make.
But when he's saying he's never had more fun playing baseball, it's because he has not been on good teams.
Well, that may also be some sort of statement about Major League Baseball. No.
No, I think it's a statement about the Angels.
Yeah, but that's part of it. But, you know, Pete Alonso doesn't want to leave games. He's on a team that's got a chance to win a World Series. Is he a bad guy? Is he not a great Met? Or is he somebody that seeing a rare opportunity to represent your country? When you grow up as a baseball fan, if you're a hockey guy, a basketball guy, soccer guy, representing your country is kind of a big deal because it's something that you do. But if you're a baseball player, how often do you get a chance to represent your country? It's not an Olympic sport. Hasn't been an Olympic sport in most of these guys' lifetimes. So now something has been created. Yeah, you might look at it as fugazi or made up or whatever, but something always has to germinate from somewhere, and it's a chance to represent your country when you thought maybe you'd never have a chance to do it.
Well, Steve Cohen, about an hour ago, tweeted this out. Edwin Diaz is a great human being and a fierce competitor. All of us at the Mets are shaken but determined to sustain our quest for a great season. We wish Edwin a speedy recovery. So there you have it, taking the high road, but the owners, in essence, are muzzled about saying anything bad about the WBC. Manfred does not want them bashing the WBC because this is an initiative that Major League Baseball supports, and that's why owners can't tell players not to go unless there's injury concerns. That's why the Yankees told Luis Severino, you can go. You've been hurt the last 3 or 4 years. We can't risk it again. And he listened. But you can't just say, I don't want you to go because I don't want you to get hurt there.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So checking out social media and people want to be a part of the conversation, totally get it. And they're saying that you don't understand because you're not from those countries what that means culturally to these players. And I'm not saying it doesn't mean a lot. I'm saying it's misplaced now.
Well, you kind of keep going back and forth between both.
Well, but I do think your allegiance has to be with your employer. And I will tell you this, I will issue a challenge to every single player in the WBC. You can continue to play and represent your country. You must sign a waiver that if you get hurt, you forfeit the money on your contract. You see how many people go back to spring training? Because they're being subsidized by baseball to play right in an exhibition series.
But they're not asked to do that, so...
Yeah, but I'm saying if they did, so they're saying how important it is to represent their country. Yeah, what if you thought you were going to lose your money?
Well, but we don't know yet because that hasn't been presented yet. That's I think what Don and I are saying is that's why it's hard to put the onus on any of the players right now.
I'm not putting the onus on anybody. I'm putting the onus on baseball from having this tournament in the middle of March.
But you are implying, though, that players that seem to be dedicated to WBC, it does come at the expense of their own team, and you're kind of questioning that.
Well, I am. I do wonder why you would leave your team.
And you're suggesting, Don, he's making several assumptions here. You're also assuming that the second the money was risked, they'd all be out. Well, you may be right, but that's still an assumption.
Yeah. Well, all I could do is assume at this point. I was stunned when I saw the results of the poll that players think that this is bigger than the World Series. Are you kidding me?
But again,
a tournament that's not 20 years old is bigger than the World Series.
But again, that's for you. I know
But you're getting paid to win the World Series. You're not getting paid to win the WBC.
But the people that are paying you are sanctioning and allowing you to go and do this.
No. Major League Baseball as an entity is.
Okay. Well, it's Major League Baseball. I mean, the owners are paying you, but the owners have the ability to pay you because of Major League Baseball. Hey, it happens in hockey all the time, too. It's inconceivable to me that there could be a player that would put the gold medal over a Stanley Cup. But for Alexander Ovechkin, who grew up in Russia, wants to represent his country, who grew up fantasizing about winning a gold medal more than the Stanley Cup, because he grew up in Russia, if you grew up in Finland or you grew up in Sweden, winning a gold medal is more important than winning the Stanley Cup. Doesn't mean you don't want to win the Stanley Cup. Doesn't mean it's not important to you. But every 4 years, they want to go and represent their country.
But haven't I said even all the years we've worked together, stopping the NHL season for the Olympics is ridiculous.
Right, but you know, but now we know why they do it, because the players want the league to do it, and you want to have a good relationship with your players, so you don't have CBA fights every 4 years. The players really want to represent their countries, and it sounds like that's happening in baseball too.
Here's Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. He echoes his teammate California mate Mike Trout, his support of the WBC.
You know, those things, you know, that can happen to anybody at any given time, and I can always try and place blame on the WBC, but, you know, that's just a freak accident that could happen to anyone at any given time. But to echo what Mike said, man, this is so much fun. It's so much fun. This is way better than getting four bats on the backfields. I mean, you know, this is just, you know, so I encourage those who are watching, you know, come join, come play and for Team USA, because this is a lot of fun.
Now, Billy Epler, the GM of the Mets, he was asked, will this change your opinion on sending players to the WBC? Now, before he even answers, he doesn't have a say.
Right.
They could stop somebody because of a previous injury that they're trying to protect. The Yankees did that with Severino, but he doesn't have a say. So here's let's hear his answer.
In general, we are not given too many opportunities to stand in the way. When a player goes, there's certain criteria that has to be met in order for a player to not go. When we're given that runway, we've taken it. We took it with Marte, so we filed the objection on Marte because we could. But I don't want to get into the specifics here.
So, of course, no one wants their players to play. That's all I'm saying is that there's cross purposes here. The players feel something. The people that run the teams that pay them feel the complete different thing.
So now if the Dodgers, you know, tell a player you can't go.
Right.
And the player goes, I don't care, I'm going.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. You can't do a thing.
Right. But even if you were, even if Major League Baseball told the owners, listen, if you don't want a player to go, he doesn't have to go. I'm not going to stick you that way. It's your player. You're paying him. If you want to stop him from going, I'm not going to stand in your way. What would owners do if Mike Trout so told the I'm going? You know what they would do? They'd say, okay, go.
Don't know. Because, again, you jump me for making an assumption. My assumption would be that they would say, we're going to suspend you if you go. If they have the right to tell a guy not to go, they'll suspend him and not pay him.
Is that good relations with your player?
No, it's not. But sometimes you do have to push back. Players might, you know, players want to ski in the winter, and they're not allowed.
They put it in the contract. Right. They work it out. But I'm sure this will get worked in the contract. I want to go be able to play.
Let's listen to Buster Olney. He was on with Barton Hahn, and he said, what's the pushback been on the tournament?
From, you know, the club executive side that I, from around baseball, what I got back this morning was, look, it might be true, it is true, that the players love doing the World Baseball Classic. It's got a little bit more juice. But you guys also know that during when these contracts are negotiated, the teams will put in clauses. You're not allowed to hang glide. You're not allowed to ride a motorcycle. You're not allowed to play basketball. We don't want you getting hurt outside of our workplace. Well, you know what? The WBC is not the New York Mets workplace. And so you can bet that they're sitting there gritting their teeth today, having just apparently lost the best closer in baseball for an extended period of time, while competing in the National League East. And so you can understand why people want to use the WBC to foster interest in the sport, and you can understand at the team level why some folks just can't stand it.
And there you have it, both sides. I agree with everything that he said. It's great for the game because of the intensity of the sport and the way these games are being played. And as Mookie Betts said, it's much better than getting four bats in a backfield. But what better prepares you for the season and ensures that you're healthy? And people say, well, this could have happened in spring training. Edwin Diaz would not have been jumping up and down celebrating a save in spring training. Wouldn't have been.
No.
Now, he could have gotten hurt walking to his car, but then the Mets have to swallow hard because he did it spring training in Port St. Lucie. Now, he did it away from the eyes of their team. And that's what he chose to do. I'm not blaming him, but I'm sure that every team cringes when a player of theirs says, I'm going to go to the WBC. And I'm sure the Yankees celebrated internally when Aaron Judge said he's not going. Mm-hmm. And Gerrit Cole said he's not going.
But if Judge wanted to go,
He would go. Right. Let's go to Michael in Queens. Michael.
Hello. How you doing, Michael?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm doing good. Well, not doing good. I was doing good. Last night I go to bed. I hear Edwin Diaz has a minor injury. I think maybe he turned his ankle, be out for a couple of weeks. I wake up today. My daughter goes, no more trumpets, Daddy. He's gone for the whole year. This WBC is not baseball. It's a bragging right. All the players have all the right to play. Like, but from February 15th to the day the season ends, this is Major League Baseball. They should not be in the WBC playing. How many percentage of players in Major League Baseball are actually playing that are in Major League Baseball besides the rest of the players from their country?
That's a good question. Obviously, I think most of the players are on the Puerto Rico team, most of the players are on the USA team, the team – you know, Team Israel, I'd say the majority of their players are not in the majors. Team right. Australia, I don't think there was one major league player. Japan, they're in the Japanese mm-hmm. league. I mean, you see how Shohei Ohtani is playing? He's throwing 102 miles an hour. You don't think the Angels are swallowing hard about
they
that?
They probably are.
Don't worry, they won't win either way.
Let's go to Marcus in Vancouver. Vancouver, Dom.
There you go. Just there. Love
hey,
it.
Hey, Michael, Dom, Peter, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Every day, I'm a Mets fan from Vancouver. I got the same view as you did, Don, as your hotel room. I'm 8 blocks over.
Cool.
Anyways, I just want to mention, like, this type of celebration does not happen in spring. You don't have guys jumping up and down like that in spring. And, yes, these games do absolutely matter. We see that. We see the passion that these guys have. So doesn't mean that we have to nix the entire thing. We just need to move the games. I don't know when that is. I don't know what the solution is, but we have to move the games.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's what it comes down to. In the middle of Diamond Notes right now, brought to you by London Jewelers. Let's go to Andrew in the car. Andrew.
Hey, how's it going? Today started out, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll be able to see Diaz sometimes this season. And then as I'm listening to you, I hear for the year, I did a little screaming, but you got to understand, last night was crazy because all my best friends, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, it was Mongu versus Mofongo. Mm. Peter, you should probably order some Alecon for Don to try it out. But I got to say, heartbreak. And also, just to end on a note, probably Giants-Jets Super Bowl. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Wow. That'd be amazing.
Wow. I don't think that's going to happen.
There, but, you know, and there are people like, you know, Ray Santiago. He loves the WBC. You know, Dave Rothenberg hates it now, but he was actually watching when it happened because he was having fun with it. I mean, there does seem to be this kind of feeling like nobody really cares about it. Who's watching? I mean, there are people that do care about this.
No, there are people.
You know, and it's growing. You've seen it grow over time. Every year it seems to be just a little bit bigger.
Don, and when you watch it, you get caught up in the passion.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying, people are misunderstanding me. Not in March. Sorry, not
no,
March.
No, I think that is a very fair argument. But it does seem to branch out into forcing players to make a decision when they don't have to make a decision. What would they do if the money was on the line? Move it. Move it to November. If you really want to play for your country, then it shouldn't matter that you might be tired or played in a World Series. Play it in November.
Peter, I have one thing to say. I like to move it, move it.
I did not expect to hear that from you today.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Chris in Queens. Chris.
Hey, Michael, how we doing? I just have a quick point. I want a speculatory point, kind of like you had. If you put the WBC after the World Series, you're actually probably going to have a lot of Major League Baseball players not playing.
Right.
Because at that point, they have to give up their vacation time. Right now, they would have been playing anyway. So that would be an interesting thing to see also, who actually wants to give up their vacation time to keep playing, coming off a long season, oh, I'm tired, whatever it may be.
Well, I mean, but that isn't that a great litmus test? How much does it matter to you? How much does it matter? So they want to get out of spring training, which is, in essence, is getting you ready for the season of which, oh, by the way, you're getting paid millions of dollars for. Now, do you want to do it on your own time where you're not getting paid? I wonder. I wonder if they would do that. And I still believe that there would be some players that that are on World Series teams that would play if it meant that much to them. Let's see. Most of the teams, though, don't make the playoffs. So there's going to be a lot of players well-rested for a month and a half before the WBC would start in November.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. Dead.
Don, did you tweet a rest in peace to Sidney Poitier?
Yeah, 92.
Or alive.
That's his birthday, I think.
No, didn't. Oh, turns 92.
Sometimes Don just doesn't know.
Dear God.
Oh, yeah. Favorite part of the week.
Oh, boy.
Dead or alive. This week's Dead or Alive on 98.7 brought to you by Ortiz Funeral Home. You planning on dying?
No, we like
if you
to
or
go.
Someone you know is planning on dying, go to Ortiz. They do a hell of a job.
I don't know how you were in your neighborhood, but like everybody, the funeral was always at the same place growing up. And it's still there. It's where my dad was laid out. Browning for Shea. So they should get the shout out.
They do a nice job?
They do a terrific job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good makeup. Don't make you look dead.
I always hate that. You know, oh, they look great.
Yeah. I love
that. They do what they
oh,
can.
Oh, he looks wonderful. No, he doesn't. He's dead.
I'll just tell you, listen, I'm not big on religious pride or anything of that nature.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and whoever's feelings it hurts, you just got to move on. All religions are generally the same. Some do some things better. Some do other things better. The Jews are running laps around in funeral etiquette. It's not even close. Just... there is no body. You're not seeing the body again. That's done. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as viewing the body. There's no such thing as waiting for 2 weeks. There's no such thing as a fancy coffin. You get yourself a crappy pine box. You wrap the person up in a blanket. You chuck them in. You move on.
Yeah, and that's why they have, you know, a lot of people are buried alive. He looks wonderful. No, he doesn't. He's dead.
I think we've caught up. You know,
no, there you might still have been some see stories of that. Yeah,
it's pretty rare that people. Wait, why is that the reason people are getting buried?
Because you know, there's not the 3 days like you have in the Catholic religion to actually view the body and be ghoulish. Wait, you know, you're right away buried in the Jewish.
Wait, you're saying you think that there are situations that because the Jewish funeral moves so quickly,
you can bury live people.
They realize that a lot of live people are being buried.
Oh, it's big during. You would discover that during the embalming, right? I mean, I would think.
Jewish people don't get embalmed, right? I don't believe.
I don't know if they get embalmed, but there's usually an autopsy for all people.
Sure.
I
mean, just find out what happened.
I've seen stories in the National Enquirer of people sitting up at the funeral.
National Enquirer, yeah. Sun. Yeah. You know, different
would you please things. Play the game,
play,
Peter?
Let's play.
The would Weekly
you?
World News.
This isn't the would you game, this Michael. This is the Dead or Alive.
Right.
We thank you. Yeah, so this is part of the game. We're talking Dead or Alive. All right, here we go. Dabney Wharton Coleman.
Big fan.
Dead or Alive.
American actor.
Modern Problems, 9 to 5.
Stole every scene he was in.
Terrific guy, and he is very much still with us.
91 years old.
91, yep.
Yeah.
That's the one I gave Peter. I didn't think
he'd
get it.
That's my guy.
He could walk into Dip's house right now with a tattoo that says Dabney Coleman on his head, and I'd say, "Who the hell are you?"
Why would you know that?
That's a you problem.
I'm just stating facts. I'm not blaming anyone.
Well, then do something about it. Don't revel in the ignorance.
He was big in 9 to 5.
Yeah,
right?
He was big in 9 to 5. It was Tootsie was up for Best Picture.
Yeah.
You guys know how many important books and movies I've never seen. You think I'm going to start my ignorance with Dabney Coleman?
Well, you know what? I'm just saying that your life is lesser in value now that I know that you don't know Dabney Coleman. You're a lesser person.
That is a harsh take. Anthony, any idea who Dabney Coleman is?
I do not know.
Well, then again.
Again, that's a you problem. Again,
and they love it. They bathe in the
ignorance. I just said I don't know.
That's beautifully said. Bathe in the ignorance.
Jacob?
Just wash it all off. Jacob doesn't know either.
None
Jacob?
At all.
None. Zero.
If I showed you a picture, oh, of course
of
I
course,
know.
Of course, that's Dabney. All right, what's your second one?
Can you not rush my game? Why is it? Michael's game could take an hour, Don.
I know.
I have a little bit of banter, and I got to hurry up.
Banter's fun.
We'll get to your precious announcement. Don't you worry.
Pressure announcement.
All right, here we go. The gentleman, the football coach, the former player, I know him, of course, best as the Lions head coach, the great Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts. Wow. I don't have any information that he's passed on, so I'm going to say still with us.
He is 83 years old.
All right.
Wow.
If you don't know, you don't know, and I didn't know. So that's two for two.
I think it's funny, Michael, that we play this game with Don, which would imply that he often gets it wrong. He actually has a borderline unhealthy knowledge of how many people are alive
or
dead.
He's very much into death.
I mean,
but sadly, he had Sidney Poitier wrong. Hmm.
Yeah, of
but
course.
But, you know, he was very prescient because now he's right.
Turns 92. Dear God.
My. But unlike Peter, who kills off Ringo Starr and refuses to be told otherwise.
I. By the way, I'm standing by it. I do it again. All right. Here will be a tougher one for Don. This is why I have to include these always. Lawrence Wendell Fole. Hold on there, Trigger Man. One sec. Better known by his ring name, Lex Luger. He's an American wrestler, a bodybuilder, a former football player.
Oh, very familiar with his work.
He's a true icon of the sport.
The way to bet is dead.
Lex Luger, is he?
I know that's the way to bet with wrestlers.
Yes, especially but as they get into their 50s.
I have not heard that he has passed, so I am going to go with alive.
He is 64 years old.
Wow. Define the odds, Lex.
Well, no, you have no idea. You have no idea the level of odds that have been defied by him. A few years ago, he was at home and literally he was flying somewhere. He felt an odd pain. He didn't understand where it came from, a pain in his back. He went home, went to sleep. The next day, could not move. He's been in a wheelchair ever since. No idea what even happened.
Wow.
And yet he's found a way to kind of find himself a nice life. But yes, Don is 3 for 3. Everyone alive. He didn't kill off anyone.
Beautiful.
And if anybody's out there that's ignorant and does not know who Dabney Coleman is,
I hate you.
Take the deep dive. You'll thank me later.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to look a picture up right now and tell you if I know.
Is that it? Do you have to read the Ortiz funeral home?
No. That was a bonus I gave them.
Also very good in war games.
Interesting. I didn't see that. Gordon's very funny. There was a caller on his show yesterday with Larry, and it was brutal.
Right.
And I said, this guy is just death. He writes back. He goes, if there was a tournament for worst callers, he'd be 1968 UCLA.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.